7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Two years ago we did it, and people thought we were crazy. Well, make room for crazy, cause it's back. Soul Survivor. And we're looking for someone to be our new Soul Survivor contestant. Would you like the opportunity to speak with some of the most respected leaders from various religions? Religious tribes will compete for your soul by explaining to you what it is that their tribe actually believes. And the tribal leaders will not have immunity? Yeah, they'll be able to get sick. I could never do movie trailers because I can't focus that long.
Sure you could. Okay. Only 30 seconds.
Nope, yeah, can't focus
that
long.
Yeah, you're right.
Nope. Anyway, hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's Soul Survivor promotion time. Yeah, we did a thing a little while ago with that kind of crazy, scary music. And we had 5 religious leaders talk to our Soul Survivor, Catalina. Do you remember Catalina?
I do.
What a lovely lady. She's
very lovely lady.
You know what? We should get her on the phone.
Let's
see if we can speed dial her. Ready? Yeah. I've got a new speed dial function. It goes like this. Hello, Catalina.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
She's there.
It's incredible.
That was just weird. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you a Buddhist? Are you a Muslim? Are you a Jehovah's Witness? Are you a Hare Krishna? Are you? What are you?
I'm back at being myself. So let's put it that way.
Oh, what a great answer. I love that. Well, can you believe that was 2 years ago, Catalina, where you were our Soul Survivor contestant?
It's been a very interesting journey since.
It has. Sure. You and I have spoken, and wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all we can really say on air about your journey, really.
Well, it's been a search, and it brought me back to 0.0, actually.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but when we had you in studio, we had Tribe Hare Krishna speak to you through Bhakti Marj Swami. He is Canada's leader of the Hare Krishna community. Do you remember speaking with Bhakti Marj Swami?
Of course, yes.
That's where I first met you.
Yes.
Was at the Hare Krishna Temple
Hare
on
Krishna
Avenue
Temple.
Road?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you and I were standing at the back, kind of looking like, you know, losers at a grade 8 dance.
Interesting times, because I was searching for something, and actually you bringing me in the show eased my search.
Good. Well, I'm glad we could help.
Yes.
And we also had Tribe Buddhism, which was represented by Robert Thurman. He is the first American ordained Tibetan monk. He is a friend of the Dalai Lama, and he's also a friend of Richard Gere. I don't know which is cooler. Time Magazine voted him one of the 25 most influential Americans, and I think you actually resonated quite strongly with what Bob Thurman had to say.
Very much so, and now I'm finding myself researching more into the Buddhism than I've ever did before. Mm-hmm. Yet I am not engaging fully into it. So we'll get there.
We'll get there. And then, of course, Tribe Jesus was represented by Anne Graham Lotz. That's Billy Graham's daughter. Many are saying that she's the best. Her dad said she's the best preacher in the family, Billy Graham. And she sent you, did she not send you a book or a Bible or something?
She did. And actually in my dialogue with her, her words and the dialogue with her went straight to my heart.
Good.
She really did open up.
But she was eliminated from the contest because she tried to bribe you with a Bible.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. And then we had Tribe Muslim, which was represented by Imam Dr. Jamal Badawi. And he is an Egyptian-born Muslim-Canadian. He is Professor Emeritus at St. Mary's University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where he served as Professor of Religious Studies. He's a well-known author, activist, preacher, speaker on Islam. He's the author of many books. Do you remember a leftover feeling speaking with Dr. Badawi?
Very much so, mainly because I am not very educated in the religion direction. So it was refreshing for me to hear his approach.
But if I remember correctly, you were not cool with the way women were treated, according to what he was saying.
Definitely. I mean, there are some discrepancies into the way I've been raised and lived my life. I would not, I will never appreciate that. And this is a long subject.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
One that won't be resolved today. And then finally, Tribe Mormon, which was represented by Donny Osmond. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Dr. Robert L. Millett, Bob Millett, he is, I would say, the world's leading Mormon scholar. He's mm-hmm. an expert on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and mm-hmm. a professor of ancient scripture and former dean of religious education at BYU. What did you think about Mr. Mormon?
To me, as I remember, the description of the path sounded very businesslike. It didn't resonate with me where I was at that time.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would I revisit it? Would I want to learn more about it? Of course. I always want to learn more about every direction there is in this world. But at that time, it sounded like a business transaction.
You know, Catalina, a friend of mine and I have had a discussion, numerous discussions about this topic, and I want to ask you this question. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think seekers land?
I think seekers land in themselves.
I think I understand that answer, but I'm not quite sure. Because what we were discussing was, you know, if you're a seeker, if you're really looking and searching for for authentic truth and authentic spirituality and what is the meaning of this, that, and the other thing, then does it just maybe by definition, is a seeker always a seeker? Or, you know, I guess in contrast, some would say, well, hold on, the point of seeking is to find somewhere to land, is it not?
No, definitely not. I don't believe that. Because life itself, it's always about unfolding. We change ourselves every other, 9 months. I love the topic before me because I've been studying Ayurveda, which is ancient Indian medicine, the most ancient medicine there is in the world. And that's why I say all this search for me finding God brought me into learning how to take care of the body and understand that if you seek for something outside of you, you won't find. So through the search through the religions, I figured out that whatever you look for outside, it's only inside, and only inside you can find it. So that starts with your health. And if you're not a healthy person, mentally, physically, how can you even go out there and search? You know what I mean? So I think we're searching myself at that time. I had a big hole emotionally, physically. I was seeking outside, and all that I've lived through the past 2 years, which is not all rosy and happy, there's been spiritual betrayal, there are a lot of nuances to the spiritual path that I took, brought me back to inside whatever God is inside my heart.
Now we're talking about sort of a Gnostic approach, which would suggest that that really God is you.
Definitely.
So you think you're a God?
No. God is in you, within you, and surrounds you. But people do not understand that they cannot seek for God outside. Always they have to stop and go inside. And I think this is... it's a global crisis, because even in love, I do believe that God is love ultimately. Mm-hmm. And seeking for love outside of yourself, it's good. It fills you up for a little while, but then you are an empty vessel always. Unless you fill that vessel within. And then God starts to blossom within. And then you don't need the leader anymore because it's within. You go and you talk to your teachers to learn more, probably, but you already have the tree inside your heart. Yes. So I clarified within myself that not another man, another person outside of me cannot make me reach God or see God or feel God. That is a very lonely, solitary, lonely not in that negative connotation, but solitary endeavor uh-huh. that takes a lot of work of self exploration.
I've just got to point out that Alex, the intern, is nodding in agreement to what you're saying.
Okay. I want to hear why.
No, we don't let her talk. Listen, what I want to ask you just before we say goodbye to you, Catalina, is this.
Yes.
If there's somebody listening who's thinking, ooh, I would love to talk to some key religious leaders and get them to explain to me the truth about what their religion actually believes. And I think maybe I should become the sole survivor on the Drew Marshall Show. I think I should commit to coming in every Saturday for the next few weeks just for, 45 minutes and talk with key religious leaders. Would you suggest that this would be a good experience for them?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's been fantastic. It exposed me to knowledge that I didn't have before. It clarified very core ideologies that I couldn't clarify, maybe through other kinds of research, but
yeah.
It's been a fantastic
good.
Experience.
Good, good, good. All right, yeah. Well, listen, folks... Remember, Tim, I said I stopped using that word?
Yeah.
Hey.
There goes that New Year's resolution.
Hey, everybody. People.
Squad.
Soul Survivor at drewmarshall.ca is the email address you want to send your note to us to say, I would like to be your next Soul Survivor. Soul Survivor at drewmarshall.ca. And then we will pick a winner, as Tim does each and every show. Catalina, so good to hear your voice and talk with you again. Thank you for... I don't know. You're just, again, a key word for me is authentic, and you are. You really are. I love your
Thank
search.
You.
I don't know if I could do all the stuff that you've been doing, but I really admire you for doing it. So thank you, Catalina.
Thank you for giving me the chance to be on the show.
Take care. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you all.